Afghanistan's second largest city, Kandahar, was the birthplace of the Taliban. The Taliban is still strong there, and NATO troops are always in action in the surrounding countryside. The city itself still suffers from the effects of wars that began 30 years ago when the Soviet Union invaded. One man is trying to bring some order back. James Murray reports.
If being mayor of one of the most dangerous cities on the planet is draining, you wouldn't know it by following Ghulam Haider Hamidi around for a day. He spends much of his time hopping around his shattered city and, strangely, stopping almost as much reconstruction work as he gets going. While giving us a tour of his town, Hamidi hops out of his van to confront a shop owner who insists he's allowed to pour concrete right out to the road without leaving room for a sidewalk. Waving his arms, Hamidi lectures the businessman about the importance of public space, then bends over and begins tearing up the concrete with his bare hands. This is civics, Afghan style.
I saw big problems here.
Which is why he came back after 20 years as a bookkeeper in a Washington, D.C. suburb. Hamidi says years of war have left most Kandaharis knowing only how to live as refugees.
They are not paying attention anything to the city, the rules, those things, not for traffic, cleaning, taxes.
They don't know how to live in a city.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
Appointed by Afghan President Hamid Karzai, whom he describes as an old family friend, Hamidi's fighting corruption, too, canceling shady deals that saw contractors and politicians keep much of the aid money themselves. Hamidi's also irritated Kandahar's drug lords. The city's dotted with big, fancy houses paid for by opium smuggling. For his trouble, he's been targeted by assassins. That, too, is civics, Afghan style. Some of his children have begged him to go back to America, but Hamidi says he's staying.
One day we have to die. You will die in the U.S. by cancer, by car accident, by some other reason, and you will die in Kandahar by bullet or by bomb. What's the difference?
Right now, Hamidi is on a roll. He started a new program to collect garbage and tax people for the services. Roads are being paved for the first time in years. And here, in a clogged irrigation canal, barefoot boys and men sink up to their shins in oily, black sludge, shoveling away debris and muck. The work is paid for by about $50,000 in international aid. Hamidi's grateful for the money and NATO troops.
All the words which they are helping Afghanistan, those brothers or sisters are giving their life, their blood here, in their tax money here. We will not forget. Afghan people are very good people. They are not forgetting this help.
And then Hamidi is back in his van again, thumbing at his well-worn cell phone, ordering a city engineer to come check on this work. The mayor wants the job done right. For the world, I'm James Murray in Kandahar.
As we heard in that report, Kandahar is a dangerous place. No one knew that more than local legislator Sitara Achikzai. Achikzai was born and raised in Kandahar. In April of this year, she was shot and killed outside her home. The government blamed enemies of Afghanistan, which is code for the Taliban. Photographer Paula Lerner interviewed Achikzai just a few weeks before her murder. You can see a slideshow featuring Lerner's pictures and the interview with Sitara Achikzai on our website, come to the world.org.